election day in Midland City. And the wonderful white-winged warrior, fired as a feathered fighter by Midland City's police commissioner, is now running for political office, that of police commissioner of Midland City.
Well, good evening to you, Miss Helfinger.
Oh, hello, former feathered fighter.
You may call me Chief if you wish, my dear.
Oh, well, I wouldn't wish that.
As you wish.
Would you excuse me?
Of course. I'm just here for a preliminary inspection.
Yes, fine. You do that.
If I regards to Broadway, remember me to Herald Square.
These walls are going to have to go, Miss Helfinger.
What?
I said these walls are going to have to go.
Listen, do you see this big typewriter?
Yes, and that you can keep.
If you're not out of this office by the time I count 10...
Let me say this, Miss Elton.
One.
I would like to give you my assurance that when I assume my duty...
Two.
I shall expect you to remain behind
three.
That desk, serving in the same capacity under my administration as you're serving under the present administration.
Four.
Five.
In
other words...
Six.
You can keep your job.
Seven. You're being awfully premature.
Not at all. For you see, when election day comes tomorrow...
Eight. You mean today.
No, tomorrow.
Nine. Today.
Hold the numbers. If today were truly the day of the people, Miss Helfinger, my mother and I would have voted. We did not do this. Therefore...
Well, it's all over.
What's all over?
Well, who am I working for?
Why are you holding that typewriter over your head, Miss Helfinger? What's all over?
Did you lose, Commissioner?
No, I didn't lose. What's all over?
Well, how many votes did he lose by?
What's all over?
The election.
There must be some mistake.
How many votes did he lose by?
My mother and I didn't vote.
He lost by one vote.
Can I be the winged warrior again?
Well,
I just have enough time to file my petition for district attorney.
And you're the winged warrior, yes?
Yes, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
You got the job.
Well, both Chicken Man and the Maternal Marauder have made a primary goof during a general election. Couldn't Chicken Man have voted with an absentee-minded ballot? One thing for sure, it was a colossal blunder. No doubt about it.